Hey guys, Jonathan Dorr with you once again for 4 Minutes of Fire. Well, yesterday just finished my speaking for the year. I have travelled massively this year, the entire planet, multiple times. Had a wonderful time speaking to some great people all over the world. But yesterday was the last speaking engagement for the year. So, I mean, you might be hearing this in a few years' time, but, you know, we're coming up to Christmas. It's great to be home. It's been an awesome year. I just want to encourage you that, you know, I enjoy my life. I get to travel and speak and do stuff that I enjoy. And I always say to people, am I different to you? Well, you know, scientifically, yes, I am genetically different to you, but I'm not different to you in the fact that I get to do what I like. Why shouldn't you? I get to do something that gives my life meaning and purpose. Why shouldn't you? Now, what I want to do in today's 4 Minutes of Fire is share with you an interesting experience from my last speaking engagement yesterday, speaking to a really great group of young leaders. So this was a group of, hand-picked, young leaders who'd been selected because they've obviously got real capacity and ability. And it was a mixed group, so we had a real mix of young men and young women. But something really struck me was the young women. One of the first things I did in this session was I said, "What are you guys afraid of in the year that's ahead as you move into leadership? What's something that you think is going to be a challenge that you're afraid of?" And they all shared something, and what happened surprised me. Multiple times the young women said, "Well, you know, I'm afraid that when I get up to speak or communicate, that people won't take me seriously, they won't listen to me, that I won't be heard." This really struck me. Now, the interesting thing was that no one in the room really picked it up, but not a single young man stood there and said, "I'm afraid people won't listen to me or hear me." It was the young women that did this. And I was really struck by that because, you know, I grew up with brothers and I've never been a woman. So I just was struck that so many young women still feel that their voice and their contribution would not be listened to or heard. So I was like, in a few minutes, I was like, "Okay, what do I do about this? How can I help them?" And the idea that came to me is what I want to share with you is I said, show of hands, as women in this room, how many of you in the last week have got on the internet and listened to a passionate, global level, amazing woman speak and speak her truth and speak power? How many of you in the last week have listened to or exposed yourself to listening to a great female communicator? And of course, not a single hand went up. And I said, "Well, this is simple." I said, "All you need to do is in the time, in the next, week and going forward, you've got to start positioning yourself to observe and experience amazing women speaking." Why? Because they've obviously got a context and an experience and a belief where they haven't been hearing amazing female speakers. So what I was trying to do was say, right, we need to position you to hear more and more of these so it becomes normal, so that they can get inspired and passionate and see great women communicating. And as they see it more and hear it more and surround themselves with it more, then I think it gives them a kind of tipping point where they go, "Hey, I see that women can do this. I've heard them. I've listened to them. I'm encouraged by them. If they can do this, I can too." But if they don't expose themselves to hearing that content or seeing these women operate, then it's harder for them to break out. So all I want to do in today's 4 Minutes of Fire is just say to you, if there's any area or gap in your life that you're not performing at the level you want, one of the simplest things you can do is just start exposing yourself to people operating at that level. I shouldn't say exposing yourself. You know, you get what I mean. Please don't, expose yourself, but I mean, position yourself. I mean, position yourself to hear and to learn and to listen to people who are operating at that level. So if there's a thing you want to, if there's something you want to grow in, if there's something you want to get better at, get on the internet, get podcasts, get audiobooks, watch videos, get on YouTube. I mean, people are sitting on YouTube anyway, watching cat videos and much worse. You might as well use that time effectively. I shared with the audience that I just have audiobooks nonstop. I'm about to do a training ride in a minute. I've got a new audiobook ready to go. So if you want to grow, watch people who are already performing at a higher level than you. It's very simple. Do that. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This has been 4 Minutes of Fire. I hope it's a blessing to you. I hope it gives you one idea to move you forward. Please check out the links below. Book me to come and speak to your team at your conference, at your event. I would love to come and fire people up. This has been 4 Minutes of Fire. Going to have another message for you tomorrow.